Hello and welcome back. This is video number 2, and we're going to dive right in and talk about what's your end goal. So before we jump in and talk about the technical parts of how to set up your email autoresponder series, it's really important to understand your end goal. Like, how many different ways and different opportunities do you have to profit, right? So unless you really understand at least a little bit of your plan, then jumping in like everybody else to just build a list is not going to be productive at the end of the day, right? So that's why I am going to focus on these few videos on what is your end goal, how do you create a connection, and how to understand your demographics and who you're talking to. That is actually something that most people totally forget about, and they skip that. And when they skip that, you actually end up failing or not profiting as well as you should be at the end of the day. So what I want you to do is I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions. And at the end of this video, I want you to pause it, take your time to jot down the answers to these questions before you actually move on to video number 3. So I want you to ask yourself, are you selling a product or a service? Jot that down. If not, are you selling an affiliate product? Now, if you're selling a product, obviously you could sell an affiliate product in the long run or vice versa. You really just want to get an idea of what your end goal is now and what your future end goals could look like is fine. And the reason why I ask you to write this down is because if you're selling your own product, you can do a few things like build a relationship. And there's a few more things that you could easily do, like brand yourself, provide more value. And there's a different way of doing it, basically. If you're selling an affiliate product, you could still build a brand, but you're selling somebody else's product. So you need to gear it in a certain way. So in other words, if you're selling a product or service, you need to clearly understand what are the problems that your prospect faces, right? And give them tips and pointers along the way and build a relationship with them, gain their trust so that they're interested in your product or service. Now, if you're selling an affiliate product, on the other hand, then you may not be required to do all of that. Instead, you can provide a little bit of value and build that relationship up front. And then, of course, you can sell somebody else's product. So it's similar, but it's a little bit different slightly. But knowing your end goal is key. So if you're selling your product or service right now at this very moment, then write that down. If you're not and you're selling an affiliate product right this moment, then jot that down. All right. The third question I want to ask you is, why are you trying to build this list? You might answer, well, of course, I'm trying to make money. I'm trying to build a list. I'm trying to print money. And that's everybody's goal. But I want specifics. I want you to write down, why are you trying to build this list? I want to make more sales for XYZ product. I want to help more people who are facing this particular problem. In fact, jot that down. I want to help more people who are in this very specific niche, in this very specific demographic. I want to help more people like me. Jot that down, because then you can use that later in your email autoresponder series. So beyond the intention of just making money, what is the real reason behind wanting to build a list? Or in other words, you could rephrase it as, what are you trying to achieve? So if you have somebody that you're passionate about helping, envision that person in front of you and think about, why are you trying to help them, right? What are they facing? And this kind of goes into video number 3, and we'll talk more about that. But if you think about, why are you trying to achieve them? What are you trying to achieve in this whole project of creating this list, or this journey of creating this list? What do you want people to feel like? Do you want people to feel like they trust you, you want people to laugh? Do you want people to feel sad, feel happy? What do you want them to feel like as you're building that relationship. Now, you might ask, why would I want somebody to feel sad? Well, if you're trying to gradually build up to that point of trying to sell them, you want to focus on their pain. Not necessarily your goal is to make them sad, but your goal is to find their pain and to show them that you understand their pain. You understand where they're coming from, right? And from that point, how do you heal them? How do you help them? How do you solve their pain? All right. So that's what you want to do, and jot that down. So what I'm trying to get at is there should be a very specific reason why you are building a list. Building a list just because you're told that it's a great way to print money is not the best reason. In fact, money should come last. Helping people should come first. If you can help 1,000 people, and those thousands of people are truly helped, or you provide them with a solution, even if they were to pay you $10, every single one of them, you know, that would be about $10,000. Now, that doesn't mean that 1,000 people will sign up on your list and all 1,000 people are going to buy from you. My point is, what is that passion? What is that drive that comes first before the money? Because if you focus on that and you focus on helping people solve their problems, believe it or not, you're actually going to build a more successful business compared to the other guy who is just focused on building a big list for the sake of money. Hopefully that makes sense. So these are all very important questions, and you should pause this video right now and write down the answers to them before you move on to the next video, which is video number 3.